Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having a new friend on the show. Ryan Abbott is on, folks. And I don't know whether they call him Dr. Abbott. He's got two different doctor degrees. Three different doctor degrees. He's also an attorney. I don't know whether they call him Counselor Abbott. But he says I can call him Ryan because that's what his mama called him. He's a professor of law and health sciences at the School of Law at UCLA. He's a physician, a patent attorney, one of the most, a very highly credentialed and recognized intellectual property attorney. And he's the author of a new book called The Reasonable Robot, Artificial Intelligence and the Law. He's our new friend, Ryan Abbott. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim, and for the overly generous introduction. I certainly have a lot of student debt in any case.
I hear you. Yeah, I got you. Welcome to the show, Ryan, and congratulations on your outstanding credentials and your book, The Reasonable Robot. As you know, and as my audience knows, I'm very much interested in how analog humans are going to reconcile the advantages, the power, and the implications, which is not just to say problems, but the implications of digital leverage, which is what artificial intelligence is. Your book approaches it from the legal standpoint, but you and I both know that legal is the harness made of ethics. One can't live without the other, and so I'm looking forward to our conversation. Tell us why you think about artificial intelligence and the law together.
Well, AI, as you point out, has some potential to produce some really great social benefits for people, but also some pretty significant risks. So it's already been used to do all sorts of bad things, from political manipulation to causing flash crashes in the stock market,
yep,
potentially depriving people of their rights to due process, and so
or speech.
It's critical that
or free speech
or absolutely speech, and so it's really critical that one finds a regulatory framework for AI that helps us all enjoy its benefits and minimize its risks, because that's really what legal frameworks are for with human activities, and now you have AI being used to enhance human activities or to step into the shoes of people and do things that only people used to do.
Well, and see, are there any laws that impinge upon AI?
Well, sure. I mean, I think really that all of our existing laws do regulate AI, but they weren't made with AI in mind. So
that's right.
Sometimes
they're analog laws, aren't they?
Indeed, they are. Here, I'll give you an example. So artificial intelligence these days, though it's been doing it for decades, is getting better at writing articles or making music or making short videos. But in the U.S., you can't have intellectual property protection for something like that because we have laws that think of authors as being only human.
Right.
So, for example, if it was writing short stories for your blog, someone else could come along and just take those and use them without accounting to you, even though you may have been investing and relying on the AI to generate content for you. So,
mm-hmm,
you know, it's one of many examples where the law kind of artificially distinguishes between AI and human behavior, and this has negative outcomes. Negative outcomes if what we want is to have good songs we like, and, you know, maybe one good way to do that is to use a machine sometimes.
And see, this is what we're having difficulty with, and I've been reporting on this for over 20 years, Ryan, is about the tension inside of us between the benefits of digital leverage and the disadvantages of digital leverage. So all of us benefit from artificial intelligence when we go online and we search for things and we find things quickly and we pick it up, that's a benefit of AI. But when AI impinges on our freedom of speech, or if it causes a competitive situation, an anti-competitive situation, I should say, I have discovered that, call the giant company on the carpet for that, Ryan, and they have told me, well, they've literally said this to me out loud, that was because of the algorithms. The algorithms did that. As if to say, I didn't have anything to do with that. I don't know why. It's just the AI did that. And so that's the issue. That's where we got the issue we got to deal with. I want you to address that when we come back. Is how do we, how does the law going to reconcile this artificial intelligence that we've given, we've anthropomorphized in some ways, but yet we can't attribute any responsibility to it? Who pays for the mistakes that an AI makes? We'll talk about that with Dr. Ryan Abbott, author of The Reasonable Robot, after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.